Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining with the community of writers, of people who are committed to the art of the written word and spoken word poetry from around the world. Welcome home, and welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the November 9th, 2018 edition. I'm one of your hosts here, Michael Amadei. I'm sitting across from the man who keeps everything moving and my co-host, Mr. JT. How are you?
Good evening. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm happy to be here. It's been a just
good week.
In some respects. Okay. In other respects, it just doesn't stop, man.
Yeah.
It just does not stop. And you know, I think it's good that we can get together here. I feel like that really matters.
I agree.
We're happy that everybody who's joining us is here. As well, I see a lot of names that I recognize in the chat room here. I already see Jim, I see George, I see Titus, I see Namrata, I see Mamo Ladeji, I see Raj, I see Stan, and a few others will be jumping on here as well. Tonight we're going to be doing three more clues for our November Poet of the Month. We're going to have our special Studio X edition, which is happening after the main segments, before the return engagement. And we'll also just be hearing some great work and some great poetry from people who sent things in or who call in. So before we get into it, I'm just going to go through the rules of the show. I don't think anybody I'm seeing here really needs to hear it. However, let's do it anyway. All right?
Right.
Number one, the first rule is no hate speech. We don't do it. That's just not something we do here. Number two, we are not in the business of censorship. However, we try to skew PG-13 in case there's families and, you know, people listening. We want to be able to foster that love of poetry through this show with them as well. However, like I said, we're not going to censor you if it's artistic and there's a good flow going. However, if it does get over the top, a little too gratuitous, we might jump in. We reserve the right to suggest you wait and read it on our After Dark segment, which we do the first Friday of each month. Rule number three, please be prepared when we come on the line. Have your poem ready. We understand if a screen like accidentally turns off, you know, that's no big deal. But just make sure you have it ready. Be respectful of everyone's time. Number two, we would like your work to be no longer than 3 to 5 minutes, if at all possible. You understand if it's a really long piece. You should basically be able to clock it within that. Once again, just be respectful. And then the very, very last rule is we love comments and suggestions. However, we don't remember them. I mean, I'm speaking for myself. I do not remember things that are said in the process of the show. It's not me not wanting to remember. It's just how it works. So if you have something you want to get to us, please send it to us, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or at our website, worldpoetryopenmic.net, in the contact form. That's the best way to go about it. Now, we're going to be getting ready to head into the first calling part of the first segment, which means we need 5 unique callers. You will be answered in the order in which your calls are received. If you can't get through, just just keep giving a keep giving us a call. JT will jump on at some point and let you know. Or you'll see in the chat room that once we have number five, that means we're no longer accepting for this particular call-in segment. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
And we're back here in the first segment. We have five wonderful, unique, all beautiful in their own ways, callers who are ready to come on and entertain you with their words. But first, I'm not going to do the rest of the show like that. As much as I want that accent. My life
It'd be
would
be a lot of fun.
My life would be so much better if I had this accent.
Yes.
I would get so much more things done, I think. Don't you?
Probably.
I remember hearing a story. This is a comedian talking about this. He says he has Eastern European kind of features on his face. And at one point he was visiting his friend and he got lost in a terrible part of town. I think it was in Compton. Back in the day, white guy walking by himself 2 a.m. mm-hmm. through Compton. And two guys come up to him and they kind of are aggressive and they're like, "Hey, what are you doing around here? You're like, what are you doing in this neighborhood?" And he goes, "I don't know why. I just had an instinct that faking a Russian accent is gonna help me." So I turned around and I was like, "What do you mean this neighborhood?" And they were like, "Never mind. See you later. Have a good night." Walked off. Because Russians are the scariest white people.
All right. We'll have to keep that in mind.
That story was hilarious, I thought. Anyway, let's we're going to head now into, instead of going into the call-in, we have a submission coming first from Namrata Santoki. Namrata, thank you so much for all the work you send. We absolutely love it. Here we go. This one's called, "Why Do I Write?" As the empty pages call me to pour my words on them, with a smile on my face, I ask myself, why do I write? My single ink pen relishes as it swirls and paint on my words. I ask myself, why do I write? In the morning glory and in the night silence, or in the intricate hustle of the day, I ask myself, why do I write? When my inner instincts lighten up, they set my vision straight to lead me to the empty pages. I get my answer to, why do I write? To embrace my solitude and to appreciate the silence when I give words to my emotions, that is why I write. In the morning dew, chirping birds sing a lyrical verse. My words flow with its melody. That is why I write. In the crashing waves on the shore, with seashells on the sand, I live the footprint of my memories. That is why I write. As I sit on the river bank, the golden fireflies illuminate my soul. That is why I write. In some phases of life, when I'm bewildered, the words give me a moment of pause. That is why I write. To cherish the magnificence of the nature and its creations. I feel gratitude toward God Almighty. That is why I write. And that was called "That Is Why I Write" by Namrata Santoki. Thank you, Namrata. Now, if you want to send in work like Namrata, you can do it very easily. Just send a poem to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or put it in the contact form on our site there and just indicate that it's for the show. Those are the only two ways to submit a poem to the show. You would not believe the amount of Facebook messages we get from people with just sending their poetry. That's it. And it's like, we want to appreciate, we love it, but, you know, we can't accept it. It's like drinking from a fire hose, which is a lovely fire hose.
It's a good problem.
I don't think I've ever said that sentence before in my life. Quite a lovely fire hose. Now that I think about it. All right. Get your mind out of the gutter. Let's go to Mama Oladeji in Cleveland, Ohio.
All right.
Hello, Mama.
Hello. Yes. Better to take a shower with the fire hydrant.
Yes, that it is.
Don't drink from it. Yeah, that was a nice metaphor you just created there.
I live in metaphor. That's the only that's the land I live in.
Well, the rules are you're supposed to make up your own and not cliche the old ones all the time. So you did a pretty good job.
Thank you for that. I wasn't really trying on that one, but I do appreciate it.
Well, just being natural, if it comes natural, hey, let me read my piece. It's called I Live.
All right.
Okay. What do I want this poem to do? I want this poem to show how easy it is to die and the many ways you can die and how hard it is for some of us to live. By accident, on purpose, by God's hand or by man's, it's not always in his plan, not all in his will. He gave you free will and you abused it and was cruel and stubborn as a mule. Determined to do harm and prove yourself in charge, but it's not how you die or why you die that counts. It's when you have to give account that really counts. And that's when you shall surely die and return no more. Painfully from illness, softly in your sleep, choking, drowning, food poisoning, chemical overload, toxicity. By another hand, suffocation, die with blood showing or no blood escaping. Lack of air, lack of water, lack of minerals, lack of vitamins, bites, allergies, abortions, heat exhaustion. Too much of this, not enough of that. Illnesses, disease, no affection, lack of love. No will to thrive. Survive while having no ambition to survive. Well, wishing we could die. We die anyway, so why do people spend their lives trying to kill each other? And just for the thrill, when it's not even God's will, it's not hard to die. But there's an afterlife, and this flesh, this earth is meant for the living, and the living, just plain living, is so hard to do. Living is so hard to do, but each day you must rehearse to face that day when every man must pay. When no man can say, forgive me, or say, God, I am sorry for that which I have done to the least of your creations. Forgive me when you had put someone in my care and caused despair, and I caused despair. And I did not care from whence we have come and from with what we have to face. We have journeyed a long way. And I wonder who among us is here by God's grace. I wonder who among us will walk through the final door and return no more. Right here and now I say all things great and small and for all those things that I caused unknowingly. Forgive me, I ask, as man be my witness and God be my judge. O creator of all mankind, I realize that as long as I have breath, I can receive your mercy. Before my final eyes are shut and my final breath is spent, I repent my immorality. So it's easy to die and so hard to live righteously. So hard to live a righteous life. But I thank you for my gift. I thank you for my ability to write and be redeemed by my words, which be my immortality. Yes, I got all deep, excuse me, but I can't afford to take that chance just for you to say that's deep. It's about me and my way of balancing my mind, kinesiology, and maybe you will also balance yours during this big event called living. I feel I should, you should, and we all should try to live because dying is so easy. In peace.
Wow. was a beautiful piece. Mama, I really felt that one.
Yeah, thank you so much. The spirit came to me to write it, and I just started writing. That's why I was surprised when Rod said he wanted to read a piece on death. I said, wow, we must be getting the same spiritual income.
Yeah.
Incoming messages, because I just wrote to everybody for the program.
That's funny.
As soon as I get to the phone, Rod said he wanted to speak on death. So I said, well, Rod, let's both speak on death. And he was going to change it to love. There's a lot of love in living. And if you live right, you don't have to worry about dying. Dying is easy.
Mm-hmm. It is. Surprisingly so, yeah. Mom, there's a lot of depth there, and that's a strong opening statement here for the show. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I love you all.
We love you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Mama Ladeji starting us off here in the first segment, calling from Cleveland, Ohio. A powerful, powerful message and a poetic shot across the bow, I have to say.
Yeah, it was.
Ooh. Now, I do think the gentleman we're about to go to is someone who can, in his own way, because it's not a competition, but his own way, like, the standards will stay up. Let's go now to the UK and to Titus. Good morning, Titus.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
All right, wonderful.
Lovely, lovely read, Mama. Brilliant.
It was a strong piece, but it's one of those ones where, you know, I'm not sure how you feel about it, but we're always really confident when you come in next. We're like, okay, the quality will stay up, no problem, when Titus is next.
Some pedestrian rhyme.
I think of you, Titus, I think of many things, and the one word that I do not think of is pedestrian. Let me throw that out.
Okay. It's a bit late for Halloween, but I've got one here. It's just a sniff of Halloween. It's not actually in the Halloween sense of the word, but while Mama was reading, I actually changed the title because I think it represents the poem a bit better. If you could imagine a book that's very much like a Pandora's box, the title is called A Reading for Halloween, Casting Shadows. I shall begin. The day of Samhain, the veil between spirit and living worlds lies so thin a presence on Halloween. The Book of Shadows, with due caution not to unravel the contents inside, do show briefly a depiction of death, a scarier than thou effect in truth, a suffering last breath, as advised I keep the book closed, though fear does travel. A Pandora's box, Necronomicon, a voice has but spoke of one's living hell, Nosferatu, whose last reign emerged frequently enough, witchcraft has made me aware, urged by words, the ethereal soul shall be the servant of provoke, as others who from folklore did the passing of the ages. Poison minds were forged to keep Halloween. It uncovers a deep understanding with death to embellish both covers. Salient lips are sealed within the burden upon the pages. It's like a cauldron to invoke, churning time and time again for whom this book is written, the shadows of whose ghost it casts a weary eye over suffering. Why they twain be almost portent to speak of, that fear assists with the muffled refrain. End of poem.
It's after Halloween, but I loved having that interjected there. I thought it was...
It's like the spirit of Halloween has actually persisted to actually annoy the reader and has escaped somehow to actually... probably put some curse on those who celebrated it or something like that, or maybe joined in and joined in with glee.
Well, you know, it is very much like that. You know, it's something that I had read, JT, that I wasn't aware of, and Titus, maybe you were, that and I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, Samhain, or that it was the Celtic day was celebrated from sundown to sundown. So technically, November 1st until sundown is still the same day.
That's right.
I found that pretty fascinating as well.
But with me, unlike me, I mean, I'm like one of those lost spirits. I come back, think about it, and then write about the subject. Probably like Christmas, I'll probably come back in January with a Christmas poem or something.
You know, hey, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I'm very much the same way. So I think we all appreciate it.
Well, on the radio, each morning, Monday to Friday, and Saturday, the recording, and Sunday's on. I mean, he's working virtually all the time. Steve Allen's on morning radio here in Britain.
Yeah.
And he's a bit of a, you know, I suppose, a naggy type person, but everybody loves him. But he's always going on about Christmas, no matter what time of the year.
Oh, really?
So I can understand that.
Well, I think that's actually pretty funny. Yeah. I like that.
Late as usual.
Late okay, that's all right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Goodbye. And that was Titus Kahn from the UK. Early, early morning there. We always appreciate that he gets up and makes the time to spend with us. All right. You about ready, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Let's head now to George in Michigan. Good evening, George.
Hello. Hello. This is Robert Mueller.
Oh, and wonderful.
I'm wondering if I still have a job tonight or not.
We're all wondering if you still have a job, and we're all hoping you do. My gosh. Hey, you know what? I got to be honest. If this is how it works, I'm going to tell you, George, next time I'm about to be accused of anything, I'm just going to start freaking out and finding ways to attack the people who are trying to accuse me to prove my innocence.
Well, that's the method. That's the only method. Just attack.
Just attack.
Name calling. Lower the bar. Go to the dirt. You know what? I decided that they defund the Mueller investigation.
Yeah.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe on Facebook for it.
You should do it.
Anyway, so in the vein of politics, my little thing for tonight is in that vein,
All right.
And it's called Purgatory Burger.
All right.
At Samson's Burgers, I ordered their famous cheeseburger. A large man came in talking too loud. I asked for their special breaded onions. On the man's T-shirt, I love Trump. I bit into the usually delicious burger. Do you guys have burgers? The man asked loudly. The meat fell out of my burger and hit the floor. Why don't you guys have Pepsi products? The man asked. The table had green mold on it that wasn't there before. A light above the grill burned out. End of bomb.
I feel like the light burned out a while ago, but I completely. I really enjoyed that one.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, gotta have a little political stuff once in a while.
I got to tell you, George, there was a moment today where, you know, I was just neck deep in teaching and everything like that, and I didn't see news for like 8 hours, and it was bliss.
<It is.
laughs> Yeah,
even with that little intermission we had by getting half of the cake on Tuesday night,
yeah,
you know, the other half hopefully to come, I actually slept soundly that night.
Well, I gotta tell you,
first time since
yeah, well, I mean, if he gives you an idea, any idea, if you look at the way Colorado voted, that's basically what the ecosystem is like here. And so at least from a state perspective, I'm pretty proud of how it turned out.
Yes, and in here we took blue people took back the governorship.
All right.
And reelected Democratic senators, and in the House. So it was there's got to be a message that goes to somebody somewhere that there's time for a change.
That's right. That's right.
He didn't have me call in just because I'm worried about being fired tomorrow by some guy that last week was selling hot dogs on the corner or something.
Hey, that's an honorable profession.
Okay.
Thank you, George.
Okay. Well, I'll catch you on the backside.
Sounds great. Jinx. Right. Thank you. Thank you, George. And that was George Kahn from Michigan. JT, we got to talk about this.
I really don't know how I did that one because I wasn't even looking at it.
It's not on purpose. Oh, it's never on purpose, though.
No.
It's just really awkward. And we're not spending as much time together as we used to.
I know. It's a lot less time.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, it's, Jim, go ahead and give us a call.
So, I mean, but when let me ask you this. Yeah. When is your semester over? And as far as you know, you're going to be able to start going back and having coffee with me.
December 11th.
December 11th, okay.
Yeah, all that right. Night I will gladly go out and have coffee with you.
Now, I'm considering
you
on December 21st. Remember early morning, people gather at Red Rocks. It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just a cool experience to be involved in. Oh, go ahead and grab a few. Is this Jim?
Yeah, this is Jim. Okay.
Hey, welcome, Jim. How are you this evening?
Hello.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Hey, I saw you had a Facebook Live video up a little while ago about you kind of doing some stuff to promote your book. I'd like to say congratulations, and it's awesome on you for actually doing the promotional work.
Yes, I'm trying to get into doing that. There's a few things I'm working on. Local PBS station I'm trying to get a hold of.
Nice.
To do something.
Very good. Very good.
So, good.
Yes, local open mics.
All right. Just walk and kick the door open and go, look at my book, everybody. Let me on stage.
I buy book where I move in with you.
Was it a Simpsons thing where there was a cardboard cutout of someone holding a book and it's doing that, buy my book? Buy my book. You should make one of those.
Well, we actually did have a person that came up after I read.
Uh-huh.
And she took a photo of the book.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good. Good.
And she's a college student, so hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully so. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, so what do you have for us?
Well, it's a new one. No one has seen this one yet.
That you know of.
No, I haven't posted anywhere. Yet. And it's titled Chicken Liver and Chocolate Cake. Not everything in this world is roses. Not everything in this world is thorns. Life has a way of serving us chicken liver. Life has a way of serving us chocolate cake. And a man may walk a marathon for what he did in principle, while others will only see the molehill on which he dies upon. End of poem.
Hey, you know what? Absolutely. I really, really dug that one, Jim. And I can resonate with that.
I really didn't know where I was going with that. I just wrote the bleeding thing and it's like, okay.
Just write the bleeding thing, eh? Put it on the page.
Yeah. One beautiful poem. I know you don't like that one.
Oh, no, I'm all about the count. I love the count.
Oh, no, my girlfriend doesn't like that.
Oh, really?
Creepy.
Oh, okay. All right, so guess what? I'm going to do a song just for her later tonight.
She's not counting along.
Okay. You don't have to count. You just have to sit back and enjoy the genius.
She's not
going to
go blah, blah, blah.
No, we don't go blah, blah, blah. Sorry.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly, Jim.
Come on. All right. Not a thing. All right. Hey, Jim, thank you so much. It is not. All right. All right. Thanks a lot. And that was Jim Kahn from Pennsylvania. You know, are they even, they're not really even saying dilly dilly in their own commercials
they
anymore.
They kind of are, but it's
losing
less
steam because it's not a thing.
Because of when they use it, it works. No, when they use it in the commercials, it works. It's not all the time, though. They're not.
Well, that
you
at least shows that
thing.
At least shows some restraint, and I will give them credit for restraint.
Good. Okay.
Okay. Let's go now.
Barely there, though.
The land of restraint, Connecticut. Let's go to Barbara.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara. How are you?
Dilly dilly.
Oh, come on. I said you were from the land of restraint.
Seriously, leave him alone. He likes that expression.
Oh,
you
know? I know.
It's like it's his thing.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning is.
Yes.
My esteemed poet friend, Shizu Polidesian, I think that's his name, says every time he gets on and makes a video, because he's talking to 101 countries, so I don't know if we're talking to 101 countries, but to Titus, it's morning, and to Namrata, I'm sure it's not morning. I don't know. It could be afternoon. And to Raj, it could be, you know, evening, late evening or night. So I don't know.
And if it's in rural North Korea, this could be a miracle. And this could be the first voice they've ever heard.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, the prompts for this month, this week, actually, were hyperphysical and blood moon. And then Jerry Langdon, who put his picture prompt there called Lichenherz, and it's a full moon with a rose in front of it. And so this is what I came up with. The blood moon rises and someone is worried about becoming a lycanthrope. Eerie sounds preclude the awaited moment. The sky anticipates this event as birds flutter in disjointed abandon while the moon rises in the sky, a night for unimaginable scenes, the night of the blood moon. Fragrance of blooming roses wafts over the land as the night closes in. The moon rests a little before its ascent, and the shapes of dark creatures slowly move into place. In the distance, as the moon ascends, a howl can be heard, causing a hyperphysical reaction as the wild overtakes the domestic and quiet world. The sound of hooves on dry leaves invades the space, and you shut the windows to stop the sound. You can't escape the blood moon. It's so intense, it brings forces so powerful they could attack and throw your body into the woods to be forgotten, until you wander out naked the next day, initiated into the dark world of the turned ones. Lycanthropes gather in the dense woods, their necks turned upward as each one becomes part of the wild animal world, their fur covering skin only minutes ago. You cringe in fear for your life, for it is the night of the christening when it is possible to be turned into one of them with only one bite. And you pray the fence you have is strong enough to protect you from their powerful fangs. The moon has risen to its full height, and the countryside is seen as if under neon lights shining on it. You peer out the window as slowly the moon descends, and the time for worry is over. Sunrise will happen. You have escaped one more year. End pop.
Wow. So I really, really loved that, Barbara. It's funny how we're just like a week behind Halloween. We're just like, now let's do it. Why not? Screw it. But I love it. I thought it was great.
Thank you. I don't get dark very often, but I always enjoy it.
As we all
do.
A
little part of me says, oh, it's getting dark. This is good. I like this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I can resonate with that as well. I have a piece of myself that does the same.
Okay. I'm glad that everyone liked it. And I'm going to say goodnight. Well, not good night, but...
We'll see you during the return. Okay.
Return.
Good,
yeah, and,
good.
You have the Studio,
Studio X,
X tonight?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Mm. Okay. Be looking forward to that.
All
okay,
right.
Talk to you later.
Talk
Bye-bye.
To you later. Thank you. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut, wrapping up our first segment of the evening. But before we move forward, I must unveil another set of clues for our November Poet of the Month. You know what I think would be cool is if we could find another sound effect of like a lightning strike, kind of like how Coast to Coast used to use, but then throw it in there and be like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
All right,
I agree.
So just to recap, I'm going to reread the first three clues I read last week, and then I'll go into the next three, okay? So here we go. First clue, spells of law. Clue number two, self-published relief. Number three, Jerusalem illuminated. And here now are your next three clues. Sketches of poetry, two books of Psalms, matrimony of the divine and profane. Now, if you think you know who the person we're talking about is, send us a message, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. If you guess it, and it is right, then you will get to choose a song for Studio X segment next month. All right. So those are your three clues this week for the November 2018 Poet of the Month.
The time! Like right at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
Yeah, I totally
you know?
Agree. Yeah.
I agree,
okay.
too.
All
right.
Let's see if we can.
We could totally make it happen.
Yeah.
We can make this happen. All right. All right, here we go. We're getting ready for the second segment here. We need five more unique callers. 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic. And we're back here in the second segment. We had an emergency last-minute call. Did we? Yes? We good?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have, okay, well, we may have two callers. We have one, we know of for sure. All right, so we're going to go, first of all, just kick it off in Alabama to our great friend there, Stan. Good evening, Stan. How are you?
I am fine, gentlemen, and how are you?
We're doing wonderfully, wonderfully. Thank you so much. So have you had a great week of writing?
That was good. That was good.
Yeah, fair enough.
The writing was good.
You know what? This week for me was a, you know, there was nothing intrinsically bad that was happening, but right. You know, even the writing wasn't good this week. It was just a battle, you know. But I can appreciate when a week of writing is good. That's something at least we're celebrating.
Well, I've gotten into the habit now to where I'm picking up different prompts from different people and different ideas and kind of doing mashups, you know.
Great. Great.
And I did that with you. I took your poetic form of the month, the Cascade, and on a fellow by the name of Van Meadows program, which is Let's Talk About It, they were talking about touch.
Yeah.
And how it is as far as love affairs go, how important that is. And I just kind of did a smash up on that using the Cascade.
Nice.
So I got a piece here. It's called Touched. There's more to touching beyond lustful grasp. Sounds that touch set up a passionate mood. Even through fragrance, desire stirred and found. Romance still and always the greatest foreplay. Feel of silk or flower's petal, senses erotic. Or warmth of bodies or breath bring desired gasp. Even colors and light leave no senses untouched. There's more to touching beyond lustful grasp. Music can soothe or allows the inner beast. Sweet smoky voice and rhythm, lover's prelude. An undulating tempo, felt in ear and ardor's core. Sounds of touch set up a passionate mood. Scents of perfume, flowers, or certain scented candles. Olfactory ignites as aroma's touch surrounds. Our own sexual must brings fire to our need. Even through fragrance, desires stirred and found. With whispered words, heated hearts are also touched. All touched, bodies and minds, every sensual way. Sexual courtship at its finest brings lovers in union. Romance, still and always, the greatest foreplay. In peace.
Very, very nice. I actually love that. And that came from a mashup, huh?
Yeah, well, like I said, their whole premise was, you know, they have a little discussion about the actual subject of the show, and then usually the poem that follows is part of it.
Right.
Well, I just did use the cascade. I did put a little spin on it. I actually rhymed those following stanzas after the first stanza's four lines.
Sure.
Other than that, it's a cascade.
It was great. Way to go. I really, yeah, really enjoyed it.
I have fun with these things. I do.
You know, I think there's certain types of, you know, sometimes people use prompts as crutches, and other times they really get into a vibe where it is, you know, purely, you know, deeply inspiring. And I feel like that's kind of where you seem to live, you know, where you really actually do get inspired through it.
I love it. And the thing I like about the poetic form of the month is it challenges.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. Now, some of them, definitely like the A. Fleshly and the Remus Dissolutus, that one got me working.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Michael, that was too much like work. I'm telling you.
Well, you know, I do want to be able to offer challenges, you know, because I think sometimes we have, you know, poetry can get real comfortable sometimes, and there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, should you want to be able to grow, you should be able to.
Yes.
That's just my thought anyway.
I agree with you because that's what pushes me is being challenged.
Right. Yeah, I think most of us, JT, you know, you for a while you were worried about this whole going back to school thing, but man, you've really risen to the challenge, and I think that's just the inherent nature of people really going for something, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, Stan, well, thank you so much, sir.
All I could say is
we really appreciate it.
You guys decide to come up with a poetic form of the month, I'm going to take a shot at it.
All right.
Sounds great.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay.
All right.
On to the next one.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. And that was Stan calling us from Alabama, leading off our second segment here. Now, we had Raj give us a call, but then we put him on hold, and somehow we lost the connection. So we want to give him a chance to give us a shout back. That sound fair?
Sounds great.
All right. So, Raj, you're listening now. Give us a call back. We will take you here as caller number two. So, JT.
Yes.
Talk to me about the weekend, man. What do you got going on?
Well, it's kind of nice this weekend. I've got a little bit of homework to do. Get together with some friends tomorrow night for a few hours. And then Sunday, football. I mean, I don't have
and
to.
By
go to
football, you mean like the other teams because we're
yes,
the Broncos
yes.
are on a blessed bye week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
they need it.
For all of you who are listening to us who are not following the Denver Broncos, we're all now wearing costumes so people don't recognize us as Broncos fans because this has been embarrassing.
I get to wear my Steelers gear from here
that's
on
right.
out.
Right. Very, very excited. All right, we're going to give him about another 30 seconds or so. And I see everybody in the room. They're trying to get with him here. So we'll just see what happens. And then if he can't, then maybe we can get him during the return engagement. So we've been having a real light second segment over the last couple of weeks. That's okay. Sometimes things ebb and flow. No,
especially
big deal.
Around the holidays.
Absolutely.
Time.
So we're not going to worry about it.
Nope.
All right. What do you think, JT?
Oh, there he
is. Boom, there he is. Let's do it. All here right. we go.
Live.
Hello, Raj. You are on the air. How are you, sir?
Yeah. Actually, I was a little late getting the connection.
That's all right. We're glad you got it.
I had a talk with Aviva in the morning, and Aviva had a talk earlier. So he was telling that he will be reading something on date.
Well,
I said, all right, in that case, in that case, I'll go for love.
We're happy you got here. That? Yeah, just go ahead and read whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, go ahead.
So love, according to the Islamic trend, I mean the Arabic trend, it has got seven parts of love. I just tell that as a prefix. Dil kasi, that is attraction. Uns, that is attachment. Mohabbat, that is love. Aqidat, that is reverence. Ibadat, that is worship. Junoon, that is madness, obsession, and moth, of course, death. So these are the seven parts in love. So the last part I am reading, other six has already been posted. This I wrote yesterday. Here I go. Death, oh my death. Waiting for you so long in the graveyard, on the seaside, river bank, below the hills, mountains, forests, and society. Singing your song so long as love grew between us, dilkashi, uns, mahabbat, aqidat, ibadat, junoon, a process of prefix transition. I was aware of your presence in all stages of love and life, in all sacrifices and strife. You have held my hands, guided me towards oblivion. Just like a dot turns full round to complete a circle, rivers are destined to merge in ocean through ice, water, paper, cloud, and water again. Our life passes cycles to reach you moth. The ultimate reunion with soul, lost in birth and rebirth, continue together till reincarnated. The protoplasms rotate around the nucleus forever, since years passed and follow. The seagulls in the morning and evening pray, Tamoshoma Jyotirgamaya, Ashatoma Shadgamaya, Mitturma Amritamgamaya. Humans, plants, and animals in unison join the prayers. Thank you.
Lovely, Raj. Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was beautiful, and we're so happy you could join us. And hopefully we get to talk to you during the return engagement. Okay. Well, there he goes. So that was Raj giving us a call. That was a beautiful piece. I'm glad he got through.
Yeah, so am I.
That's a pretty really big good. Deal. So at any rate, here we go. We're going to be getting ready to head into Studio X. You about ready, JT?
Okay, I think I'm ready.
All right. One, two, ready, clinch. Never. Never get used to that. Gotta be honest with you.
I'm sorry, it's tight.
All right.
Would you like it a little more rich?
A little bit more rich, please, yes. I think everything a little bit more rich.
My wallet, my...
Actually, you know, my wallet's doing okay nowadays.
Oh, that's good.
Doing all right, I'm working on it.
Same here.
All right, good for you, man. Good for you. All right, so I've got a couple songs I'm going to do. It's kind of in a motif. It's the feeling... I've been kind of on here. Maybe I'll squeeze in a third if I can convince JT to do it. So we'll see how it goes. You guys might know this one.
Mm-hmm. Your heart's on the loose. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind.
You know what I should do? I don't like how that sounds. I'm going to drop the key. Before I even do it, I'm going to drop the key to something else. Because I think this will be much better than me putting this on and pretending that I meant to start in that key.
Right.
Sorry about that, everybody. Sorry about that. Here we go. This is better.
Your heart's on the loose. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots, shooting eight ball on the corner truck stop. Sometimes it don't feel like home anymore. This ain't no place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind. This ain't no place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart and give it one more try. Your body aches, playing your guitar, sweating out the hay. The days and the nights all feel the same. Whiskey has been a thorn in your side and it doesn't forget the highway that calls for your heart inside. This ain't no place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind. This ain't no place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart and give it one more try. Your lover's warm kiss is too damn far from your fingertips. You are the man that ruined her world. Your heart's on the loose. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind.
Thank you. And of course, that song, if you're not familiar, is from the film Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges, about an aging country musician. Feels very, very similar to a lot of experiences that I had. Maybe not to Jeff Bridges' aging thing, but the road stuff and all that. Now, this one I'm going to dedicate to Barbara. What do you think, JT? Should I try this one?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So, Barbara, this one's for you.
Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Takes a lot to change a man. Hell, it takes a lot to try. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Nobody knows what waits for the day. Nobody knows what waits for the day. Some folks just believe in the things they heard and the things they read. Nobody knows what waits for the day. I can't go back to where I came from. I'm glad those days are gone and gone for good. But if I could take the spirits from my past and bring them here, you know I would. You know I would. Nobody speaks to God these days. Nobody speaks to God these days. I like to think he's looking down and laughing at our ways. Nobody speaks to God these days. When I was a child, they tried to fool me. Said the worldly man was lost and hell was real. Well, I seen hell in Reno, and this world's just one big Catherine wheel spinning still. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Takes a lot to change your plans, hell, tight to change your mind. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die.
All right, that song was written by Jason Isabel. Thank you. From A Star Is Born. JT, what do you think? Should I do one more? Is that okay? What do you think?
Yeah, I think.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I think they'll like it.
All right. Here we go. Do one more. This is kind of in the same vein, different songwriter, though. This song, excuse me, is a pretty special one. It's another story song, but it's a beautiful one. And I think, I don't know, it just kind of resonates with me from thinking about when I was a kid anyway. So here we go.
I was 6 years old, my brother was 10, when July day came running in. Seen a Ferris wheel at the edge of town, so of course we headed on down. Well, it took us an hour to walk that far, carrying our fortune in a mason jar. It was all pretty sad at cheap county fair, with a few old rides, but there was ponies there. Well, the ponies stunk and the air was still, in that dusty circle on the Ferris wheel. This old guy smelling of smoking rum swung me up and sit me down on one. I'd never rode a horse, but I'd seen it done. Cowboy movies made it look like fun. The old man whispered a few soft words. It was the best advice I ever heard. Sit tall in the saddle, hold your head up high. Keep your eyes fixed where the trail meets the sky. Live like you ain't afraid to die. Don't be scared, just enjoy your ride. Well, I went up a kid with shaking hands, but I came down a full-grown man. Like he cast some voodoo spell, things were different for me now, I could tell. 'Cause whenever troubles come wandering in, his rhyme would pop in my head again. Somehow I rode through the needles and nails, brambles and thorns that life entails. Sit tall in the saddle, hold your head up high. Keep your eyes fixed where the trail meets the sky. And live like you ain't afraid to die. Don't be scared, just enjoy your ride. Well, I know someday further down the road, come to the edge of the great unknown, I'll stand there a black horse riderless, and I wonder if I'm ready for this. So I'm saddling him up and he'll swish his tail, and I'll tip my hat and bid farewell. And in my song until the air, I learned at that dusty fair. Sit tall in the saddle, hold your head up high. Keep your eyes fixed where the trail meets the sky. Live like you ain't afraid to die. Don't be scared, just enjoy your ride. Don't be scared, just enjoy your ride.
Thank you. All right, so we're getting ready to go into the return engagement segment. That means anybody who would like to call in, anybody who would like to share for the first time or share again, you can, all in the same segment, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Let's do it now.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we're back here in the return engagement. We've got some great people lined up here. It's kind of a slow night, but that's okay. No big deal. By the way, Danielle, I have not forget my promise that I made to you when I talked to Jim. I will be playing you a short but powerful song when it comes time. But first of all, we're just going to head right into it. Let's go now to Titus in the UK. Hello, welcome back, sir.
Good day, sir.
All right, so it's... Now, what time is it now? Because I know we've had some time change craziness.
Nearly 20 past four.
Okay.
Past four. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Boy. I'm in the middle of the deep blue sea here, aren't I?
Apparently, yes. Apparently so, yeah. No, yeah. I will be. I'm getting everything set up, and I'll send you the dates and everything about my actual trip out there. We'll be... towards the end of March. So I will send all of that info as soon as it's all booked and everything.
I'm going to probably put a day aside on a Tuesday or Sunday, if that's okay.
I think we can make it work. I'll have to see. There's a few days. There's like 3 days a week where I can choose to fly out. So I'll coordinate with you as well. We'll figure it out.
And then I'll book a holiday, some time off work.
Oh, thank you, sir. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So what do you have for us?
This is called Love Gazing Over Tahoe Lake, Hyperion. The god Thea was the Titan goddess of sight and the shining ether of the bright blue sky. She was also an extension of the goddess who endowed gold and silver with the brilliance and intrinsic values. She bore Titus, Hyperion, three shining children, Helios, the sun, Eos, the dawn, and Selene, the moon, and her name derived from the Greek word Thea, which means sight and prophecy. So that's what it's all about. Love gazing over Tahoe Lake, Hyperion. Thea gazes over Tahoe Lake towards Hyperion in the Yukon state, from a true tale, metaphorically speaking, half a world away and vice versa. Centra is man's volatile restlessness to see through things. Hyperion, O heavenly light for which the sun shall rise, gazes over beyond the tallest sequoia tree, touching skies. The clouds seem to stir love's involvement, how it brings such feeling to movement. Clouds in turmoil this did make, exuviate delight in love's fusion. They'd embody Tahoe Lake. Cadenza holds a virtuous passage towards the Yukon state. From there, solo virtuosity, herein as far off pangs do wait. The moon shall greet my god to expatiate until daybreak. And like an armada shall set sail once again from that arc. Fate's sundial has set a leading expedition. A sonata begins, cavorting with the rainbows. Uniquely robed, it is never dark to fathom the light, although one might find fusion spins on its axis. As polarizing principles are met, dusk was seen. We're guided by love's confusion, making it the perfect day. I, if did but vice versa, a navigator is such who finds between two focal points, our sun legacy is deemed to close convey. End of poem. That's a distance of 1,800 miles from those two focal points that the god's look over.
Oh, wow.
That is small in comparison to England and India. So, of course, it's from my epic poem, Eos.
That's lovely. Lovely. I really, really enjoyed that. Now, Titus, I wanted to ask you, are you familiar with the writings of, I think her name's Madeline Miller, and she's done The Song of Achilles and Circe, I think.
No, I feel bad to say that I know.
She's just a few years. She's only been out for a few years, but she is was a teacher, or I think a professor of classical Greek mythology.
Oh, wow. And what's her name again?
Magdalene Miller.
And I'll put that down.
And there's a book called The Song of Achilles that's entirely from Patroclus's point of view, the entire thing. And I found it to be a lovely book. And so, I mean, recommended from me to you. I was just wondering if that was something you had checked out. But if not, I would recommend you do.
Oh, I love study. And anyone that gives me a little sort of like leeway to somewhere, I will probably search it out.
All right, wonderful.
Okay.
All right. Well, Titus, thank you so much for everything. And, I'll be in touch. But have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Yes, have a lovely weekend. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. And that was Titus calling from the UK. Man, I always, every single time someone calls from a time zone, pretty far removed from us, I always want to do the bad joke where you ask about the future.
Yeah, I know. I'm right there with you because I...
And part of the joke is that you would always do it every single time, but you just know that just wears on people,
Yeah.
I'm surprised we haven't been kicked out of Applebee's yet. All right, let's go now to Mama Oladeji in Cleveland, Ohio. We think.
There it goes.
Hello, Mama. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you. Beautiful music you performed for us tonight. I'm so grateful to have a star, our own personal star.
Well, thank you.
I got to put you on my page. It's called The Stars in My Own Life. We got all these stars, but you are our own personal star, and you are really good.
Thank you.
I've always said that. And the name of this prose poem, whatever it is called Positive Attractions. The people I attract are different, innovative, versatile, enlightened, weird thinkers, exciting and positive, passionate, crazy, risk takers, set apart, bold and humble, passionate, intelligent, extremists, investigators, researchers, skeptics, passionate, sharing, caring, humorist, serious, nonconformist, lovable, passionate, likable, dignified, wise, unselfish, reachable, teachable, open-minded, organizer, confident, loving, honest, passionate, and spiritual. If you are here by proxy, excuse yourself or delete yourself. I do not do clones or wooden head dummies or even the so-called normal. Shaking my head. I do not do zombies or robots or ingrates. Please excuse yourself. Eject self from seat. If my spirit did not send for you, and neither did the universe of my constituents. In peace.
Very, very nice, Mama. JT, what'd you think?
I enjoyed that piece.
Yeah. He was sitting over there nodding his head. I could tell he was really enjoying it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good work, Mama. Thank you so much for all of it.
I love it. I love coming here every Friday. It just makes my life a difference in my life, just being able to come here and share with people that understand me.
Yeah, that means a lot to hear, but that's what this is for. And so we're really happy that you found us and that we found you and that this is all something we get to share with each other.
Right, and the people there, they fit the description. And those are the kind of people you want to attract. I mean, you are who you attract, actually. You are who you attract. And that's what means so much to me when I did that piece, because it's just like in here, we don't we don't care about anything but just having enjoyable time with each other and, you know, respect and loving each other. And that's it. And that's our own little world that we create. Those are the people we attract.
Right.
So for some reason, I've been here, and I really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And we have to go back into the real world and use what we learned and what we got ourselves shielded with and take that shield out there and just try to keep, you know, keep a positive attitude.
Aren't you right there? You're totally right there. All right. Well, hey, Mama, we're so happy to have you, and we're happy to just have this entire evening. It's been cathartic for me so far already. So, and you've been a big part of that. Thank you. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Her second installment of the evening. Some really strong work tonight. All right. So, in just a moment, things are kind of lagging. It's no big deal. It's not Mr. JT, that's for sure. That guy's flying around like crazy. Let's go now to Barbara in Connecticut. Hello, Barbara. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Michael. I was so honored. So honored that you dedicated something to me and that song, too. Oh, my God.
Well, I remember you talking about that movie, and the movie is fantastic. You were totally right. And when I thought of singing, I thought, you know, I should do this one for Barbara. I think she'd really like it.
It was so beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're
I was
very
just like, you know the Yiddish word, kvelling?
No, I don't.
Kvelling means you're feeling so good. You're feeling so honored, so loving, and that's, you know, I was kvelling.
Well, you just gave me something, because now that's a lovely word. I think.
You see,
is it okay if I use that word, Barbara? Is it okay?
Can use it. This is how you would use it, okay? Anyone that you truly love does something for you, you're kvelling, you know, or your child.
Okay.
One of the kids in school. To something that's just over the top. You just say, I'm kvelling from it. You know, it's just like, you've brought me so much happiness.
That seems like such a positive, loving word. I think I'm going to start working. And I'm going to start bringing more and more Yiddish words into a Catholic school, because I think that's going to be awesome.
These kids coming home. Our teacher used this word, kvelling. What is it?
Mr. Amade said he's fitzing. I don't know what that's.
Fitzing and kvelling. I don't know what these are.
Yes. All right. Barbara, thank you.
So
thanks for that.
I was kvelling from that. It was just, so beautiful. Anyway, I had to put some poems into some place, and the title was Respect, and I didn't have an actual poem that was about respect. So this is called Respect is a Given. Who am I? What is inside of me, that intangible part, is what you see? And because I occupy this space, I have the right to be here and be me. I don't need to do anything but be. The simple act of this is enough for you to respect and honor my presence, as I am unique and spread the aura of myself. As you should be honored for who you are, the special glow of your sweet life should be all one needs to revere you. The flowers of your accomplishments are not needed for this accolade. Respect is a given, and it brings its own baggage. You feel its power as it showers you with a feeling of peace. Who you are is being accepted and revered. You are the shining light of the moment. You don't need any tangible evidence, only the knowledge you are safe, secure in the moment. Life doesn't always bring this experience raining down on you with the despair of disrespect and the betrayal as you struggle with the desperate feelings encountered when respect is gone. Shame and contempt are its disreputable bedfellows, as disrespect slinks around and slimes you into a feeling of powerlessness. As bright and sweet as the fragrance of respect, disrespect carries a vile and odorous existence which seeps into your very core and lingers, creating a sad countenance for all who are in its throes. You will know respect for its kindness and care of you. It will lift you up and sweep away the remnants of disrespect. But sadly, some distrust may live in pockets until respect brushes them away with its concern. And once again, you can stand in the delightful presence of your own happy existence. End poem.
Very, very nice, Barbara. Really.
Thank you.
How enjoyable.
It's how I feel.
Yeah. That's a good thing about poetry, right? Is we can we can do that.
Respect is a given. To me, it's a given. You respect everyone that you meet.
The way I kind of see it is, I remember hearing some of respect is kind of like plumbing. It's only when someone doesn't have it or it's that everything just suddenly just gets backed up and looks terrible. But as long as everyone has respect for one another, things flow very nicely and things are good.
But on the other hand, people who don't have respect have that residual awfulness. That sadly, you can't ever trust anyone. And, you know, distrust does live in the minds of some of these people. They could never truly respect anyone or trust anyone because they have had so much disrespect in their life. And
that's true.
Sadly, I think, you know, that's a lot of people in politics, I won't say the name, have had that kind of life.
You mean, talking about.
You mean, and I'm going to start just calling him Evil Abraham Lincoln. Because he's really honest, Abe. It's like the opposite.
You know, there's that thing with the goatee. You know how all the evil twins in Star Trek.
See,
have,
he doesn't have a goatee.
He doesn't have the
so
beard.
So he's the evil. He's Evil Abe Lincoln. That's how I'm going to refer to him from here on out.
Brilliant. Abe Lincoln.
Always tells lies, likes to imprison people. Moving on.
He's the evil Abe Lincoln. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the opposite. Complete opposite.
Yes. It's like Superman and General Zod. It's just the opposite. All right. Barbara, thank you.
I'm going to get off the phone so that other people can get on. And I'm so glad that I got on to tell you how honored I was that you did sing that song, and it's beautiful. And we all felt like we were, like Tony said, it was like being around a campfire.
Oh,
just beautiful.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Keep on with the country feel, Michael. It fits your voice.
It fits me,
huh?
Well, see, that's the thing. Yeah. I never thought it did. And then, you know, you do it, and then suddenly you get put in a Hall of Fame, and you're like, oh, maybe it worked. All right. All right. Thank you, Barbara. Yeah.
Take care.
Thanks.
Okay. And JT, wonderful job tonight. Okay.
All right.
Take care. Bye, guys.
Take care. Bye. And that was Barbara Kahn from Connecticut. JT, that was a compliment. That
was
nice.
It was very nice.
Yeah, and
thank
you have been. You've been really on it tonight.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Some nights.
Oh, hey. We all have. I had a, you know, I have some afternoons. Man.
Good point.
I have a 18-person choir. Man, they're off the rails today. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
When you look up and they're making faces at the congregation, it's like you're literally up in front of everybody.
Yep.
What on earth? And then someone, I don't know how many times I have to teach them how to cover their mouths when they yawn, but they're all standing up there because they don't, if you don't take a deep enough breath, you start
yawning. Yeah.
So they're all yawning, but they're not covered. So it's all these kids just looking like they're hitting like the biggest, most ridiculous opera notes ever. All right. Okay, here we go. I'm done. I digress. Let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania. Hey, Jim. How's it going?
It's all these kids just looking like they're hitting like the biggest, most ridiculous opera notes ever. All right. Okay, here we go. I'm done. I digress. Let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Jim. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. And to let you know that I do not have an evil twin.
Okay. That's good to know.
I am the evil twin.
I was going to say.
Point. Good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember telling someone once that I don't need an evil twin. I'm weird enough on my own.
That's right.
That laugh. All right. All right, Jim. What do you have for us?
Well, okay, I'm going to be reading an older one from that's in the book.
Okay.
The grass on the other side. They return every day to the daily grind, tired faces and weary feet, bodies bearing the brunt of life upon the concrete plain, harboring jealousy towards the cubicle warriors roaming the waste of their prefabricated realm, as those living in neither world peer from the outside looking in, wishing they had it so good. End of poem.
Once again, a really, really solid one.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, Jim, reading your book, and I really have started seeing just the really strong, distinct style that you bring to your work, and I really appreciate it. I think it's really, really nice.
I try. It took me a while to actually get to that point because
right.
I think the first few years I would just. Writing, and it's like, and I look back and say, that stuff is really awful.
Hey, you know what? But you got to get there.
I actually started reading poetry that improved.
Yeah. Yeah. It's huge, right? I mean, that kind of work is really invaluable. You have to do it to be able to improve as an artist, I think. Anyway, Jim, thank you for that. Just so you know, I'm going to be, after we hang up here, I'm going to be playing a song for Danielle.
All right.
Tell her I hope she enjoys it and to not hate me too much.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
All right.
Goodbye. All right. And that was Jim calling from Pennsylvania. Now, was it that she thinks the count is scary? Is that what she said?
I don't think so. I think it was something else.
All right. Well, either way, we're going to do this because I do not miss an opportunity to do this.
Okay.
Are you ready? You know that I am called the Count because I really love to count. I could sit and count all day. Sometimes I keep getting away. I count slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I get to counting, it is really hard to stop. Faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could count forever, I could count until I drop. Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, I love counting, the song of the count. I count the spiders on the wall. I count the cobwebs in the halls. I count the candles on the shelf. When I'm alone, I count myself. I count slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I get to counting, it is really hard to stop. Faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could count forever, I could count until I drop. Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, I love counting, whatever the amount. Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 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 I love counting, it's the song of the count. All right, Danielle, I hope you enjoyed that one. That's from me to you. All right, now let's head to Alabama. And visit with Stan. Hello, Stan. Welcome back.
That's
hello, Stan.
Really nice. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Any excuse to do a random Sesame Street song out of the blue, I have to take.
Oh, you got to go for it, right?
you got to, you know. There's not enough people.
Oh, I got to tell you, I love the way you presented that, too. That was great.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's absurdity. It, you know, Stan, it reminded me, I had to have a really serious meeting with a bunch of teachers this week about a Christmas program. But I'm sitting in the early learning center, so we're having this serious meeting sitting on miniature chairs at a miniature table. And I just love it because it's just, it's like an element of absurdity that we're just pretending isn't there. It was the, it's best, and I think absurdity is an overlooked thing.
You're giants.
Yes.
See?
It was, it's like a Monty Python sketch. It was, you know?
Anyway. That is. Talk about putting things into perspective.
I should have just stood up in the middle and be like, ah, start knocking things over. It would have been great.
There you go.
All right. So what do you have for us?
Well, what I've got is I was given two words to play with. Liar's charm. And I went political. So here we go. 2020. That usually indicates you can clearly see. That you can see what's under your nose and focus on what's coming next. One hopes this rings true. A hustler of celebrity, bombast, and ego sets the stage for a grand performance. Not just a birther. Wants a president to document his faith and prove his academic credibility. Demanded of a man who studied and understood constitutional law. Crazy, like a fox. Years touting the Tea Party rhetoric. Hook, line, chapter and verse. A television star in American households dissing the Hollywood crowd. He's the celebrity voice of the Tea Party's agenda. 2016 and the games begin. GOP and Dems line up for review. The golden boys of the Republicans. Factions the voting base. But lo, on the horizon stands he. Stating his run for the president. The Tea Party unifies behind him. He's their golden idol and voice. The others, now tin men. The GOP says, this can't be. He says he's not of that broken party, but came to fix it. Nor is he a demon. He's the outsider, the untainted. Dems mock his president, his presence, laugh, say, yes, bring him on. Careful what you wish for. Landslide win in the candidate race. Using their own mudslinging campaigning as a weapon against both parties. From the start saying both will do their worst to get him out, but he will stand for you. The perfect victim and underdog. So much love for the victim, yes. Electoral manipulation and voter restrictions. And we now have an administration of the first Tea Party president, Republican in name only. He'll make America great again with detention centers for children by saying corroborated reports are really fake news. Trust only the facts he's giving. And all we need to fear is immigrants, Islam, and Dems. Oh, my. Immigrants, Islam, and Dems. Oh, my. 2020. It's supposed to mean we can see clearly. Let's hope it's an omen that our vision as free people is restored to common sense and conscience. God, I hope so. In peace.
Common sense doesn't seem to have much of a place in this kind of conversation, does it?
No, neither does conscience.
Yeah, neither does conscience or any memory at all of any statements made, not just by the person in question, but by everyone surrounding him. I feel like I'm watching Wormtongue in Lord of the Rings, you know, just kind of like...
Yeah.
it's like Rohan when the king's asleep. Yeah. Anyway. Stan, really loved that piece, and I really felt, of course, it's very timely and resonates here.
Well, I figure we're going to have to start waking up to the idea that this whole business between both sides is based on the idea of the us against them mentality.
Yep.
You know, if you're not for us, well, you're against us. That attitude.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is, when you're up there emotionally, common sense and conscience are down at the bottom somewhere. Because you're not thinking, you're just reacting.
Very true.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
If we did take the time enough to think, it's not us against them. We all share the same nation. It's actually us against us. And that's just stupid.
it's like stop punching stupid. Yourself in the face. Yeah.
So if I was going to have a slogan for the 2020 vote, it would be this. Don't just react.
Mm-hmm.
Think, then act.
Very well said. True. Yeah, well, true. You know, well said. Well said. It's something with the whole election here. It's really interesting watching how everybody buys into the us versus them stuff. That's not what it's about at all, and we've just been convinced of that. And it's not. Oh, yeah. It's a game. It's being played. It's just a game.
Well, you know, as I was sitting there, I like to watch old comedy shows and stuff, and there was one that was known as the Green Room.
Okay.
And they had Martin Mull on there. And he said it himself as clearly as he could. He goes, the problem with politics now is it is so argumentative. It is so conflicting. It's so involved in conflict. It's either you're for everything on the right or you're for everything on the left, and there's no gray area.
Right.
You know, he said, you know, women should have rights over their bodies. Maybe we should strengthen our borders. It's like you can't take one from column A or column B anymore. You're either on one page or on the other, and there is no in between. Well, bullshit, there is in between.
Exactly. Yeah. What if I want pretzels and broccoli, you know?
No kidding. Exactly.
thanks for making me not feel weird on that one. I appreciate that, Stan. All right. Hey, thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Yeah.
My pleasure as always. And gentlemen, thank you for a marvelous format and a show, and on to the next.
Hey, thank you, sir. And that was Stan Collin from Alabama. Man. All right. Well, JT, it's been a short night. That's okay. That's okay. We know these happen sometimes. So we will be back next week. We will be back. Is it the week after? Before I open my mouth, we should check.
Yeah, I was going to say.
How about this? We'll be back next week.
For sure.
We do know we have a, I think we are, actually. Yeah, because that's the day after, that's Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. And then that following one.
That's the one we're.
Right. So we will be back next week and the week after. We are taking the 30th off. The reason we're taking the 30th off is that is our 6-year anniversary of the show. So what we're going to do is we are going to plan on kind of spending the time as a group, you know, Christine, JT, myself, we're going to go get some food or something. We're just going to kind of celebrate those 6 years and just kind of check back in for the next run that we're set up for. So anyway, thank you so much for spending your Friday night with us. We really, really appreciate your company, your work, your insights, your friendship. It means a lot to us, and we don't take it for granted. We don't take you for granted, and you're welcome here. Every Friday. All right, so from Novia, the studio cat, from Ursa, the studio dog, from JT, from myself, thank you once again. You're lovely. Keep writing. And until next time, I just really dug myself into a hole on this one. Until next time, keep on writing. Have a good night.